Welcome to This Week in Palestine, Gaza special coverage, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for July 26th to the August 1st, 2014. This week, Israeli attacks caused a humanitarian ceasefire to collapse. Death toll in Gaza have reached over 1,493, with no end to Israeli attacks on the coastal region. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A 72-hour ceasefire collapsed only 90 minutes after it went into effect on Friday morning when the Israeli military shelled the southern Gaza Strip city of Rafah. According to Palestinian medical sources, at least 47 Palestinians were killed on Friday. The Israeli military claims that the shelling came in response to a group of Palestinian fighters who ambushed Israeli soldiers inside Rafah area and managed to capture an Israeli soldier alive, according to Israeli sources. Meanwhile, Hamas said that the attack on the soldiers took place before the ceasefire went into effect, and Israel used the capture of the soldier as a pretext to break the ceasefire. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ramil Migari.
This is a sort of an indiscriminate Israeli fire that is ongoing here in the Gaza Strip. Whether the Israelis have claims or if they have allegations, have their own pretexts, their own excuses for killing the civilians, it is still the same result, actually. The killing of civilian population of Gaza. The strikes are very mad. For the past hour, for example, we have heard frequent Israeli air strikes on the area. By every second, we have a sound of a shell or a rocket. This is a sort of an apparent escalation by the Israeli military troops amidst the failure of the mediation talks that are being underway. By different parties concerned in this world.
The Palestinian Ministry of Health reports that more than 1,493 killed and at least 8,000 injured since Israel started its war on Gaza on July 8th. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and US Secretary of State John Kerry announced a ceasefire in a statement Thursday and was to be followed by negotiations in Cairo. However, due to this violation of the ceasefire, Egypt said it will not welcome negotiation teams unless a ceasefire is in effect. Israel accepted the 72-hour ceasefire, apparently to ease the pressure it is under after targeting a school that belongs to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, in the Gaza Strip, killing more than 15 Palestinian civilians who took the school as a shelter after their homes were destroyed by Israeli bombardment. Israel demands any ceasefire to include allowing its troops to search for and destroy tunnels. Meanwhile, the Palestinian resistance demands a lift of the imposed siege before any long-term ceasefire can be accepted. Fouad Koukaly, member of the Fatah bloc of the Palestinian parliament, comments.
The fact that Israeli troops remained in the Rafah area looking for claimed tunnels thwarted the ceasefire. There will be no real ceasefire unless Israel agrees to lift the siege and to get life back to normal in the Gaza Strip.
On the ground, Palestinian and international aid workers are racing time while being under constant threat of attacks by Israeli warplanes to get supplies to residents in Gaza. Recent reports show that more than 240,000 people have now fled their homes. Refugees have nowhere safe to go or clean water and food supplies since Israel destroyed water and electricity systems. The destruction of sanitation plants risks raw sewage contaminating the water and increasing the risk of diseases. IMEMC spoke to Alan McDonald from Oxfam.
Oxfam has been delivering clean water to many of the schools and hospitals where people are sheltering. Thousands of families are sheltering in schools and hospitals and other buildings because they have nowhere safe to go. Oxfam strongly condemns what is happening in Gaza at the moment. We're seeing attacks on civilians, Palestinian civilians, every single day, and the situation is getting worse by the hour. More and more people are having their homes destroyed, more people are fleeing their homes, and they're in desperate need of aid.
In the West Bank this week, two youth were killed by Israeli troops' gunfire during clashes that erupted at a number of West Bank communities when Israeli soldiers attacked pro-Gaza protests. Friday saw an increase of clashes. One youth was killed in northern West Bank city of Tul Karim on Friday midday. Few hours later, another youth was killed near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Meanwhile, 70 civilians were injured in Hebron. Palestinian medical sources said that soldiers used live ammunition and tear gas against the unarmed protesters all over the West Bank. And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine, Gaza special coverage. This was the weekly report for July 26 to August 1st, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.